Like the central character in his movie Goodbye Lenin, director Wolfgang Becker has to recreate a country, East Germany. It's all very funny, but for the very West German Becker, recreating the East Berlin of 1989, its look, its products, its manners, its mores, was a serious task.
Of course, I didn't know how it felt to live a life in this country. That was the toughest part for me. Well, it finally clicked that there was no prototypical life. You know, it's like in the West, there are so many different biographies, people felt so different. Some felt like really in a big prison, and they hardly could stand it, and they were close to taking the risk of being shot while fleeing the country. Mm-hmm. But the majority of the people, they weren't that courageous, and they, in some way, they arranged with the system. And so it helped me and the scriptwriter to be more self-assured that the characters we made up are really characters who could have lived there.
One of the funniest things about the character, Christian Kerner, the woman who suffers a heart attack and is in a coma while the Berlin Wall comes down, and her son keeps alive this phony version of East Germany for her. One of her habits in the old days was writing letters complaining about shoddy products, and the idea that the products one got in East Germany were shoddy. And the idea that there was something very virtuous and special about writing these letters of complaint to the state minister for whatever, clothing or home household appliances, this was very dear to her. This was a heroic activity on her part.
Well, that's because there was no other way. You couldn't sue a company, a state company. You couldn't sue an office, a state office or something like that. The only way to tell your opinion was to write these complaining letters. So it was some kind of a sport, what they did.
The most hilarious falsehood that's worked upon her is these images, these video images of refugees and people storming across the Berlin Wall. It is said to her by her son and his friend, these are actually people from the West who are dying to come here and live in East Germany. They want to be here and take advantage of our society. It's a very, very funny idea.
Well, at the... that night, the wall came down. There were lots of people from West Berlin climbing over the wall and going to East Berlin. So we just took the footage of these people. They are dressed like Westerners, and they're climbing the wall. And you see it, they're going from left to right, which means from west to east. And you see all the graffiti on the west side, and it's pure white on the east side because nobody was allowed to put some graffiti on there. So with some commentary and some voiceover, it's a completely... fake of what really happened.
Has the unification of Germany and the act of confronting what East Germany was all about, has it, apart from your film, provided German artists, writers, filmmakers, whoever, with a lot of interesting material? That is this a challenge that the Germans are writing about a lot and hearing about a lot nowadays?
Well, it is a challenge, and there's a lot of material, but it seems to be that almost nobody picks it up. So this is actually one of the first films dealing with the time and with the problems and with the historical fact of the reunification. After some time, I think some people who lived there have some nostalgic feelings, but it's not about the system, not about the state. It's about their private lives, the severe changes in their private lives. You know, people who grew up in East Germany have a personal past. And right after the wall came down, some people, I think, felt ashamed, or they felt like they had some kind of inferior complex. Mm-hmm. And many people tried to hide that they were from the East. But after some time, they found out it's very necessary to have a private past, and there's nothing bad about it. Of course, even in a dictatorship, you have your first kiss, and you get kids, and you love your parents, and all this stuff, you know. So they are very positive memories. And I think a lot of these people were told in a subtle way, your memories aren't worth that much because they were lived under the wrong circumstances. So you only start to live your real life after 89. And I'm not romanticizing this because, and of course, I don't feel any nostalgia for it because I didn't grow up there. So, and the same thing with the screenwriter. He's from Cologne and doesn't have any nostalgic feeling either. But we wanted to have a more honest look on these people.
Well, Wolfgang Becker, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much, too.
Wolfgang Becker is the director of the German film, which is now showing in this country, Goodbye Lenin.